what you say now, there, buddy.
WRWB and 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. WRWB 49.
A little rainy out there this morning.
Coming down pretty steadily and heavy over here.
Yeah, it just depends where you're at. So, yeah, the monsoonal part of the season, I guess we're in.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice yesterday weather-wise, sunny and pretty warm.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I think the high was like, what, 72, 74?
Yeah, I don't know if it was that warm, but it's pretty nice. Somebody was pining for me and you yesterday.
Oh, gee. I wonder who.
I don't know, but he kept pining for a chocolate Easter bunny, too. He wanted a chocolate Easter bunny.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, gonna go up to 69 or 70 today, but I guess kind of rainy.
Well, that sucks. Yeah, they said 90% chance all day, so.
Time you gotta work today.
I start at 8.
Okay, roger, and 8 o'clock.
I was reading an article yesterday, and I guess Lindsey Buckingham, you know, has been being stalked, you know, for quite some time, and I guess his stalker, you know, found out where he was coming out of a studio and chucked some foreign substance at him and thought it was poisonous, but turns out it wasn't. Yeah. didn't get injured, but he's like, man, this woman's been stalking me for like 3 or 4 years now. So we had to get an emergency PPO.
Yeah, well, she's throwing stuff at him. That's aggravated stalking.
Must be one of his super fans. I don't know.
Yeah, aggravated stalking. That's like when you put the word aggravated with it, it's something made worse, more severe, more intense. Yeah, it's above and beyond. Above and beyond just regular stalking, right? It's severe elements, like using a weapon that merits stricter punishment. Usually means a person is annoyed, irritated, or angry. Symptoms include. It's way worse when it's aggravated.
Well, I guess he had a PPO against her, but then he had to, you know, get a aggravated stalking, you know, PPO. It's all kinds of stuff, man.
Yeah, you get aggravated. You get that alleged to you. That's it's pretty bad stuff. You get aggravated attached to it, to any aggravated assault, aggravated stalking. That makes it a whole new deal, a whole new level.
Right, right. I'm like, man. You know, at first I'm like, what, something happened to him, he died? Because he had open heart surgery here back during COVID. Because he had, you know, he's been having heart, well, he was having heart issues. But now it was something different.
Well, he's got to be up there. He's got to be 70-something.
What do they say, 70, 74, 76?
Yeah, that I can believe. In 76, I was 13, and they were already making that Rumors album, which was pretty big, and they've been in bands before that with Fleetwood Mac, him and, what's her name, you know, Nikki... Stevie Nicks, right? So, they're quite a bit older than me.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks is, well, his longtime bandmate, and they were an item for like a short period. And you're right, they broke up just before the Rumors album.
Yeah, which is what made that album good, because most of the songs were about their breakups.
And I think Christy McVie, she was still with John McVie at the time. And, or they were an item, and then they broke up.
Yeah, I guess just add a bunch of cocaine in and it screws everything up. That's pretty much what was going on in those days with those guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I got somewhere to go this morning. I'm not sure if I feel like going, though.
Restaurant, swap meet.
Just a little get-together with a coworker, and I'm not sure I feel like actually leaving this early in the morning. I mean, it's not right now, but soon.
Oh, the one that, you're talking about your coworkers from your robot job?
Right. I could have been a non-robot if I haven't worked the last 27 years. I could have been a non-robot guy, but I chose to be a robot guy. More beneficial to, healthy living, being a robot guy.
Robotics technicians, man, they make some good money.
Oh, it's kind of a high-tech job. I don't know, you remember this store at 31 Mile Road in Van Dyke called Frontier Town? The old country store?
With the farm animals in the back and all that. No, no, never been there. No. Yes, I've been there many a times, man. Heck, my dad's one brother used to have a store in there before he moved out of there and then put a storefront, for a while, at Arrow Flea Market, or Arrow Savage, or Salvage, which was that place that blew up here a few years ago. That goo place, it used to be a flea market. But yeah, no, I know exactly where it's at. And I used to work out there and pass that place every day going to work.
Yep, WSHM 738. Yeah, I took the girls up there yesterday towards the end of the day to go buy candy because they have they have a lot of old-fashioned candy you can remember as a kid. I remember it as a kid in the 70s, and my dad used to take us up there.
Yeah, that's that store in the front there. I mean, I don't know if there's anything left in Frontier Town. I know they got that store in the front, with all the candy in that. But that old guy that runs it, he might own it.
Yeah, I don't know who owns it or runs it or anything like that. It's just where the store, it's been there for eons. They still have a lot of the old candy. Some things they didn't have, but a lot of things they still have that you just don't see anywhere else. So it's kind of cool in that regard.
Yeah, that place, man, it's been there since, at least the 70s.
Yeah, we always used to stop in there on the way back from the cider mill. That was kind of a standard thing every year.
Yeah, I used to work up that way. They used to have you working up there around, Washington, Romeo, Leonard, all up and through there, Bruce Township.
Yeah, just a mile south of 32 Mile Road there, downtown Romero.
And that bowling alley, I've bowled there before. I went on Van Dyke. I don't even know if it's still around anymore.
I bought a new truck from a couple of them, actually, from Heidelbrick. Chevy up there?
Yeah, I know where Heidelbrick is. This one guy took care of it was kind of a shiesty thing to do, but they conned his wife into, getting a new, claiming that the gas tank was corroded. So they conned her in getting a new gas tank, right? And the car had a plastic gas tank. It's like, come on, man. Plastic gas tank does not corrode. So that's why your car runs poorly, because you need a new gas tank and fuel pump.
Well, that's terrible.
They're supposed to be a reputable dealership.
I know back when I bought my vehicles from them, they were pretty good. That was 1999.
They're like not too far from that old big boy. think that big boy's gone now, but...
Yeah, they sure are building it up out there, though, quite a bit.
Yeah, I believe it. I know at one point in time, this, I think it was the HOA, was trying to push Westview out, and they said that, you know, was it Washington Township or Romeo? I think they're in Washington Township. They told them that they says no. You know, we're not going to push these people out. They've been here over 100 years. You guys just came in. Oh, yeah, they're building subdivisions all around there. And then they got, you know, you got the other dealership, Sarah, over there, what is that? 29 in Van Dyke.
I seen there was a Friendly Jeep there, too. Friendly's at 14 in Van Dyke as well.
And that one apple orchard that was by Romeo Ford's, they sold out. I think they're building homes up there. And as you get further out, you know, going towards like the Romeo Theater, they're building all up in there too.
Yep. Yeah, that's what happens when you get an influx of a bunch of people living there over the years.
Yeah, it's all changed, that's for sure. I mean, like, just going through there, I think it was last year. They had me working up there for a minute, you know, just filling in, and I drove through there, and I'm like, wow, I don't even recognize this. None of this was here.
People keep moving north, that's what happens. You wait long enough, there'll be an exit off the Mackinac Bridge going to Walmart's.
Right in downtown, yeah. That could happen. Either in, you know, Mackinac City or St. Ignace, you know. They don't have any Walmarts right there in that area.
Right.
Closest Walmart, I think, to them would be Gaylord.
You got to drive pretty far up to make it look like you're up north anymore, up 75, man. I'll tell you what, it's changing. The landscape is changing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, where my parents live, you know, it's still, you know, countryside, but who knows, that might all change, too. Within the next decade or so.
Yeah, I never used to be too far, you know, north of Flint, and it started looking like you were already up north on the freeway, trees in the middle, you know, between north and southbound 75 now. It doesn't even resemble anything like it used to look like in the early 90s, late 80s.
I remember going to school with kids that were, you know, had to be up at like 4 a.m. to go you know, feed the animals. You know, and that was back in the early 90s. And some of them kids, they lived over like 25, 24 in Romeo Plank when that was all still ruled with farms. It's nothing like that now. It's all subdivisions and condos.
Yeah. I want to say we're going to be pretty good with no snow from this point forward.
You never know. I mean, look at that 1 year, May 1st. There was snow flurries flying around.
Well, I don't know what year that was, but I remember one on the 15th. You know, so that's the one I remember.
Well, maybe it was the 15th. I remember it was like, back in, was it 2015 or 2016? Somewhere in that area, in that time frame.
Probably. I don't remember, but I just remember it happening. I see they're trying to find a pilot there. He's probably in hiding, you know, overnight because it's daytime over there. But they got one. They're trying to find the other.
Yeah, I'm watching the news as I'm talking to you. They were saying that, F-15 got shot down, and they recovered one helicopter. You know, it did get attacked, but they're okay. And the other pilot is still missing.
Yep, they need to find that guy and get him out of there.
WRWB 49. And there's nobody else out here but us, I guess. Usually Sam's up, but he must have put in a lot of overtime.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess the Artemis II rocket that went up in the space, they were having trouble with the toilets for a minute. They got it fixed.
Oh, yeah, I think that was a couple days ago.
Like, whoops.
Yeah, they should be getting close to, you know, two-thirds of the way there. They should be getting close to, like, circling that thing here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, that they're halfway. So they're going to just, just circle around the moon, take pictures, and then next year we're supposed to land on it?
I think 2028.
Yep.
WSHR 567, morning time.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Congress Sam.
Well, Mike, have a good day. Nice to hear you. What a crappy day today turned out to be. Wet.
I'm going to take a standby here and get ready for work, so I will catch you guys in a little bit.
All right, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Took that Polaris 1000 for a ride last night before it went home. Man, that thing's got some power.
Is that one you're working on for somebody?
Was working on for somebody, yeah. Polaris 1000 Scrambler. Moves up pretty good for an automatic machine.
Yeah, that's not a sporty or racy one, I don't think, is it? The 1000 seems like it's a trail machine.
not really a racer, but they build them for speed. It's sporty looking, I guess you could say. Four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, I don't know. With a winch on it, big tires.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a fairly soggy day today, I guess.
I'm over it already. Bring on the sunshine.
Well, I'm afraid you had that yesterday. All right, I'm going to work on jumping in the shower here. I may have something to do here in another couple hours, so I've decided, but I should get ready to go if I'm going to do it, so. All right, we'll catch you later, WSHM 738.
Where are you going? I missed something.
Nothing more than what I said. I got somewhere to be in a couple hours if I go, and I might as well get ready just in case I decide to do it. Kind of halfway on it. Catch you later. WSHM 738.
Jammer, Darrell. Catch you later, Paul.
Yeah, there's the jammers.
WSHF 567.
You know, I caught that one over by you doing it on the way to work the other day.
Sure you did. He don't have a brain anyways.
Red-handed. All right, see ya. WSHM 738.
None of the Ready Street crew has a brain. WSHF 567 told you so. Not that quiet. Everybody have a good day. U202, good morning. WRWB 489. WSIZ 474. If anybody else listening, is a repeater up? WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHR 566 on the air.
WCSA 214. Do you read me over? Dad, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dad, anything?
WRZC 820, South McComb Warren just got the tornado sirens went off. Anybody else getting them?
Yeah, we are on the tornado watch till 7 o'clock.
I got that across. They actually just they had the sirens going here.
Yeah, Shelby Township as well.
Oakland Township, too.
Sterling Heights as well. WRYS 363.
Ypsilanti as well. WRGF 865.
Copy that. Everybody be safe and pass through.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, stand by.
WSLE 314 clear.
Other sirens just came on in Romeo, WRZF 865.
Sirens just came on in Chesterfield Township.
WFFT 902, sirens just went off in Clinton Township.
RZC 820, I'll be clear and monitoring.
WRYS 363, clear and monitoring.
Shelby Township sirens going off again. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're standing by.
Active continuous sirens in Romeo, WRZF 865, standing by. Weather now in Romeo, standing by.
WRWT 208,
over at the incubator in Baltimore. Standing by. Anybody else happen to have a tornado warning or any tornado sirens? We just had some go off out here by me, 26 mile county line.
WRWB 49. I'm over here right now. My QTH is in Harrison Township, and yeah, they were going off, but right now there's no high winds, just fog and some rain. So I don't know why it was going off. Someone said they seen a sighting over in near Southfield. Roger.
My warning that my cell phone went off.
Yeah, it went off on my wife's cell phone too. I don't know why it went off out here. But all the birds are hanging out in the trees just chirping away. So probably all right up this way.
Yeah, they've been going off at Shelby Township and Romeo in Rochester, Rochester Hills, but they're off now.
USGT 772, Shelby Township. Yeah, they've been going off. I'm here standing by.
Right now, I don't see no birds flying around like crazy and, you know, and that. So I don't know why those sirens went off in this, you know, area when it's out to the west. More, unless it's coming this way.
There isn't a breeze to be found in Shelby Township.
RZT, South Force, the winds are coming through now. Heavy winds. It's heading north, northeast.
Just got very dark in Romeo. Trees, I'm in a real heavily wooded area. The trees are swaying back and forth quite a bit right now, and super dark out. WRZF 865, standing by.
We are under tornado watch, and still seven, y'all.
WSME 336, still common test the field. Standing by. Shelby Township, light rains, getting windy.
Romeo, heavy rains, wind has subsided, but dark and heavy rain.
Been warm, wind is at 0.
So I just looked at the tornado warning, actually, from the weather station. It's saying coming from, like, south-southwest towards the Baltimore Anchor Bay. It should be here about 6:45, is what the weather alert said.
Again, reporting from Romeo. It's getting much brighter out now. Rain has all but stopped. No wind. Looks like it might be past our area now. Interesting to look at the weather map. This front goes all the way down to Mexico. It's crazy. But anyway, here we are. WRZF 865. See you back.
WRWT. That's wild. The front goes all the way down to Mexico.
And then sweeps all the way down to Mexico. Pretty crazy.
That info?
Yeah, out here in Japan. Absolutely no wind. Heavy fog. Kind of wild, there's no wind.
I didn't catch the call sign, but we're just talking here. That's probably the most Michigan thing ever.
Is there a tornado out there? I need something for my strength.
Static in the background, but I was able to catch you. WRZF 865, standing by. WRZF 865 up in Romeo. I think we're out of it up here. It's pretty clear now. No wind. Maybe just a light mist getting a little foggy, but I think we're pretty much clear. WRZF 865, standing by.
WRBG 206, St. Clair Shores. This is Steve. We're about to... storm is rolling in as we speak.
Is this the Skywarn net?
Roger, roger.
This is the broadcast network.
WSEU 202, you guys are up on top of this stuff. Congratulations, and my beams are still standing, so we're good to go.
Shelby Township, moderate rain, moderate winds, still a little dark. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, standing by.
that Skyward train?
Any of you kids see that rainbow?
WSIE 375, monitoring.